Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. We've been in a series entitled The Faithfulness of God, and in our last session, we talked about God is His Word. Today, we will continue, and our topic for today is God is Listening. Our scripture comes out of 1 Thessalonians 1, 2 through 3, and it reads, "We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your works of faith and labor of love and steadfastness in our Lord Jesus Christ." Many times people ask the question, is God really listening? And if He is listening, does He and will He speak to me? What are the things that challenge us so that we continue to be consistent in our service to Him? For God is faithful, but He also requires faithfulness on our part. And that faithfulness most often takes the form of how we serve. And how we serve and how well we serve depends on who we have at the center of our prayers. How do we serve? How do we serve our community and our church in this present age? If we look around, three things are evident. Number one, our communities are changing, and unfortunately, many times, not for the better. Lack of basic services and growing violence demand complex solutions and interventions. Number two, Satan and the world's influence are further complicating the problems within our church and our community. We look around and we see all the evidence of shootings and senseless acts of violence. We look around and we see the injustices that are taking place, and we must always remember what is behind that. And behind that is sin, and behind that is Satan, who is causing these activities to take place. Suicides are on the rise among our youth, crime continues to ravage our neighborhoods, and strained relationships result in abuse. Number three, our church is changing. As our congregation ages and the residuals of all the things that are happening in the community, we have smaller attendance in our churches on Sunday. That means fewer volunteers to implement current and new programs. But God in His faithfulness, God is listening. But God continues to do new things to address the challenges of change we face. It isn't too hard for God. I think not. However, God will need His church, believers like you and I, to prepare for the work of faith He has given us. And therein lies the challenge. God is faithful, but He also requires us to do our part in work of faith. What is the work? In the scripture that we read this morning, Paul encourages the church to share the gospel proclamation. He says, "Continue in your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope." Like the church at Thessalonica, we must be faithful to the spread of the gospel, regardless of the challenges we face. We must persevere amid difficulties, knowing that God is present and powerful. It is our witness that will bring people to the place where the Holy Spirit can work within them and bring them into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is our tests that become our testimonies that we share with those who are hurting, with those who feel there is no hope, with those who see no way out. Our solution is God, and it helps and it will solve the problems that move forward. The problems won't go away, but we will know that Jesus is in the midst and with us. What does this work of faith look like and this God-centered solution? The work of faith, it may not look the same as it has in the past. We will continue to care for our family. However, we will expand our reach to outside of our homes and outside the physical walls of the church where the needs are greatest. Our work of faith will be seen at work and also as we do our daily activities, looking for opportunities to share the love of Christ. Number two, it will include loving deeds. We will continue to minister with compassion and care. We will perform acts of kindness as acts of God's love. And enduring hope, our expectations are guaranteed by the promises of a loving God and gracious Savior. We will be a light in this dark world. Darkness is rendered inoperative in the presence of light. And that's John 1:5. And that's so beautiful. We read in scripture, John does a wonderful job of it, talking about we are the light of the world, children of light, being that light and that hope and that way that Jesus may minister in the life of others. So the solutions we're looking at are work of faith, loving deeds, and enduring hope. It is important that we continue to build our spiritual capacity in order to accomplish the work that God has set before us. It is important that we understand what God's direction is for our life and how we are to help meet the challenges of today. We do this by developing greater intimacy with Jesus. And how do we do that? Through incorporating spiritual disciplines in our life. Christ is our life. In Colossians 3:4, it says, Christ, our hope of glory. And it is reflected in our lifestyle. A few of the minimal requirements that we need in order to accomplish our challenges and make sure that we're listening to God is His Word, reading it, meditating on it, and memorizing it. It's about prayer, not only our prayer, but intercessory prayer and strategic prayer. And then incorporate this year into your disciplines, fasting. Make sure that they're scheduled and intermittent. And we will then be ready to hear God. We will then be ready to be lights in a darkened world. And if you would like to be a light, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to do that today. Please go to our website, itwministries.org, itwministries.org. Click on the invitation tab, and you'll find everything you need there to begin this new walk where you can be a light and walk in the light of Jesus Christ. That's it for today. We thank you so much for being with us today. Share this podcast with your friends and family. We love you, and we want you to know that we appreciate your time in listening to this podcast. We look forward to being with you next week in our next edition of Morning Reflections. Thank you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.